Thanks for being with us for this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. The pace of events throughout our region beginning to pick back up as we emerge from the pandemic. Live music beginning to return as well. Next week, Opal Agafia will have her first full band show of the year at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Last week, Opal and her constant collaborator, Michael Shembri, stopped by our Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to speak with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. They also gave us our first music from the performance studio since the beginning of the pandemic.
Hi, this is Opal Agafia. I'm here with Michael Shembri. We both play in my band, Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings. This is a song off my second album. It's called Up on Your Shelf. Baby, why you treat me all this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. You say that you love me and I know that it's true, but you don't shake me up like you used to do. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me all this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. I used to be the appetizer and the dessert. Now I'm in the stew and your upper skirt. I guess I got used to how you called out my name, but your voice in my head won't always sound the same. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. One day soon I'm gonna leave this place. You'll fill the cupboard, but you'll leave a small space. You're gonna miss all the flavors I made, and that taste on your lips when I'm gone it will stay. And you're gonna miss the way you called out my name, when that voice in your head don't always sound the same. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. One day soon I'm gonna leave this place. You'll fill the cupboard, but you'll leave a small space. 'Cause you're gonna miss all the flavors I made, and that taste on your lips when I'm gone it will stay. You're gonna miss the way you called out my name, when that voice in your head don't always sound the same. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days. Ooh, baby, baby, why you treat me all this way? Put me up on your shelf, don't let me down for days.
First of all, thank you all for coming in today. I really, really appreciate it. Y'all are the first performers Ozarks at Large have had in Furman Garner in more than a year. So thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. So y'all have been staying busy through the pandemic. You've started to play shows out. How has that gone? How has it been to play shows now that we're starting to get on the other side of all of this?
It's really great. You know, we were hungry to play and people are hungry to listen and dance and sing along. So it's like the best thing ever, you know? It's like having your favorite thing in the world taken and then you get it back and it's like you want to hold on to it forever. It's great. It's been so nice.
And this will actually be, for Opal Agafia Band, will be the first full band show, actually, of this year.
Yep,
is that
since
right?
October,
Since last October.
We really didn't play very often.
The shows that we have been doing are side stuff, mainly. So this will be the first full band experience of the year for us.
Yep, this is my first show of the year.
So with that being said, how much have you had to prepare? How much have you had to rehearse the whole band to get ready for this show?
You know, we're practicing quite a lot. Yeah. And because, you know, we got some new players that we're training up and we want to bring new stuff to you guys and...
first
4-hour rehearsal on Sunday.
First time ever, Mr. Garrett Jones. I don't know if you know him.
Yes, he's very popular.
Incredible bass
here.
Player from the area, plays with everyone, and he's going to be actually playing his first show with us at George's.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah,
first
really excited
show of the
to
year.
Have him.
Awesome players. It's exciting.
So do y'all have anything else special planned for this show at George's later this month other than some new performers in the band?
Well, we have an opening act. Red Oak Ruse will be opening up for us. That's Michael's band.
Must have been really hard to book them as an opening act.
Well, it's so hard. Yeah, no. No, they're great, and they just recorded an album, so it's going to be awesome to collaborate with them for this show. And we have a lot of mutual fans because we share a fiddle player, so it's going to be awesome.
And just from the rehearsal, I would say there's just a new fun energy happening with this lineup. And
yeah,
we've had a lot of lineups with this crew, and this feels really good, and the energy's really exciting, and I think it's just going to be a step up for the band. So just come and see the evolution.
Yeah.
A lot of people mention that and are always commenting how this band in particular is always growing and kind of sound reaching for new sounds. And I think this is just a continuation of that.
Totally. I'm actually going to reach back into some of my bluegrass chops from my first record, which we always play our songs, the songs that I write with my mom. But this time, you know, Garrett plays upright bass, so we're going to have a lot of upright bass. We're going to have a mandolin player. It's going to sound, I call my sound Ozark Mountain Soul, and that's really what it is. We got a little bit of bluegrass. We got a little bit of country, blues, rock and roll, and we're going to be able to deliver all those different sounds in one evening of music and by changing instrumentation and also just... The covers are going to be great. Just going to put that out there. We're working on some cool covers, too.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned, you know, you have folk, you have blues, you have rock and roll. And adding someone like Garrett Jones, I mean, you have a little bit of jazz in there, too.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So it's like you cover all the bases.
Yeah, he is. I have a song which I think, I can't remember which station plays it, but it is from KUAF. And it's a song that I recorded a long time ago, maybe in the studio. Here, but it's called Yard Sale Dress that they play, and it's kind of a country swing song, and it's got some jazz in there, and Garrett's just all over it. He's tearing it up, so I'm excited to see him play that song.
So other than the show coming up at George's later here in May, what else do you have on the horizon?
Well, we are playing Backwoods Music Festival in August, and then we will be playing in Lawrence, Kansas for the Crawl River Roots Festival that they have. We play right before the Traveling McCurries, which we're really excited about. And we love Lawrence. My band hasn't played out of the state since before the pandemic.
Right.
So I'm really excited. mostly I've been writing a lot of new music and getting my band trained up on that, maybe hitting the studio this year. That's really my focus. And there's some other surprising stuff that I can't announce yet. So
Fair enough.
But yeah, we've got some good stuff to look forward to and working on a lot of new music. You know, the pandemic gave me time to really, right. And my mom has a slew of songs that I've been putting music and melody to. I'm really excited about that. That's what I'm mostly excited about, really, is just getting new songs out there.
You know? I can understand.
Or getting them in the studio and working on them.
New little song babies to get out in the world and do their work.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting. It is.
Well, in the meantime, where can people find out more about you, more about your music? Where should they go until before this gig?
Okay, so you can get all my music, show dates, and stories at opalagafia.com.
All right.
I'm also on YouTube, but you can find everything that you really need on opalagafia.com.
It all links back from there, I guess.
We're on Spotify, Instagram, yep. We're everywhere, but yep, the website's good. Here's my song called Old Ways of Living. Trying to pull it together for such a long, long time. But these old ways of living might cost us a lot. There's screams and shouting, echo of shackles and chains. It's a hell of a burden, bearing your name. Won't you listen to some truth? You're trading in the bends for the dark side of the view. And oh, my darling, I love you just the same. But it's a hell of a burden bearing your name. Been trying to pull it together for such a long, long time. But these old ways of living might cost us a lot. There's screams and shouting, echo of shackles and chains. It's a hell of a burden, bearing your name.
Opal Agafia and Michael Chambry performing last week inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Opal, Michael, and a full band will perform next Friday night, May 28th, at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Doors are at 8:30 and Red Oak Ruse will open. You can find more about the show at georgesmajesticlounge.com, and you can find out more about Opal and her music at opalagafia.com. And keep an eye on KUAF and Ozarks at Large's social media accounts. Next week, we'll have video from Opal and Michael's session here at the Carver Center for Public Radio that you can watch.